to study the book of Revelation. Give me a second. I will set up my computer. Do you have any questions so far? Yesterday, some brother asked a very good question. Brother Dandy? Who is Dandy? Dandy Lee? You want to explain the canon stuff to brothers and sisters? Because we talk about the read, right? Your learning of read was very good. I would like to, can you share with brother and sister concerning your learning about read? Stand up and louder. Okay, He bring up a very good concept concerning the word read. Because yesterday we talked about read is to measure temple, measure altar, and the one who worship in the temple. And why use read? This read, the word read means standard. Oh, standard. You talk about the word, have to do with the word canon. Later on, the Bible scripture is also called canon. And canon become the standard. Is there anything wrong with the, somebody check the screen? To see if we can. And Brother Kaya also have a very good questions, because I want to discuss your question first. Brother Kaya, what was your question and what was your answer? Please stand up. You talk about the bottomless pit. The Satan fall into bottomless pit, so his territory is only in the bottomless pit. But he was saying that, but the purpose to fall into, continue saying it, I'm reminding you, so it's your turn now. Yes. So that's very true, huh? The purpose to bound it in bottomless pit so that he will not lure. Thank you, please sit down. Where is it? Let's read it. Chapter 20, verse 2. Kyle, please read it. Verse 3. Kyle, please read it. Chapter 20, verse 3. So the purpose of locking it up in the bottomless pit is that he will not lure all nations. Now, what is the purpose that he will not to lure the all nations? Please read verse 7 and 8. Oh, you already read it? Okay. So the purpose to bound it in bottomless pit, bound it in the world, to bound it in the Babylon, in the prison, so it will not deceive all nations to wage a war, to go against the beloved city. Verse 9, They come and encampered themselves in by the, surrounding the beloved city and the tent of the saints. So the purpose for Satan to be bounded in bottomless pit is that you are protected. Right? So, but one day when Satan was released from bottomless pit, his power was released, it would be not as easy to cast out demons than nowadays. Right? Nowadays, he is bounded. He cannot wage the final war. That we say two realms, right? Final war, you can imagine that indeed, in the very last day, there could be a great war and great tribulations. Now, he is forbidden waiting to wage that great war. That is talking about earthly realm, right? But spiritual realm, actually, not only an earthly war, it is a war against you and me, against the beloved one, the tent of the saints, 蒙爱的城, the beloved city. So when he was released, he has more power. Now the fence, the boundary has been opened. Later you will see the Euphrates River, the river will dry. Now, Euphrates River is to protect the promised land. The river will dry. Satan is able to go across the river to invade the promised land. Today, the promised land is the church. Can you imagine that in the church, there's a boundary? Satan cannot come inside here to attack you. Imagine an invisible boundary over here. But of course, church is not a building. You got to break through this kind of concept in the future. But just imagine that it's easier for you to understand. But one day, that boundary will be open, especially when the Satan was released from bottomless pit. It will be easier for Satan to hurt brothers and sisters. So in the last days, according to Book of Revelations, those who are only serving in the outer court will be given to Satan. Only the inner court, the temple, inside the temple, that is including the holy and the most holy. There's no word for it, just called Naos. Original language called Naos. Only you come into the Naos, which including holy and most holy, then you will have the protection. You went out of here, even though you are in the Israelites' courts, you are Levites' courts, you do sacrifice, you cook, you serve, you're taking people in and out to go to church, but you do not like to come into the presence of God for spiritual cultivation. You will be the target for Satan because the boundary is already open. Huh. Because Kyle asked a very good question, so this is something for you to think about. But we will talk about this later on. If you do not understand what I'm talking about, that's fine, okay? Yeah, yet more to discover. Now, in previous two sections, we talk about bird's eye view concerning how I study the Book of Revelation. You can choose to disagree because you might ask, where did you come out with these four principles? Does it, this is your personal opinion. It could be true, but even though it could be my personal opinion or some preacher's opinion, we found it that it is very true because Book of Revelation talk about church. I'm very convinced about it. Book of Revelation have two realms. Not only Book of Revelation, reading the Bible, you can always see two layers, like earthly layers and spiritual layers. I have no doubt about it. Of course, you cannot explain things differently. If white horse is right over here, white horse is back over here, I don't buy it because how can you interpret white horse is a false prophet later on? White horse is very sure, it's very clear, it's like Jesus was on the white horse, right? So must be, you got to apply the consistent principle, the same principle, right? And I'm very convinced that Book of Revelation is a process. It's a process. Like so many verses prove that you got to go, church got to go through to perfection. You got to go through a trial processes. So That's why I am very convinced of these four principles. You can choose to disbelieve in it because I cannot tell, any verse tell me, I got to use these four principles to study the book of Revelation. But because we need to come up with some principle to explain, to avoid that many people can interpret Revelation any way they like, because there are simply too many terms, too many concepts in the Bible. It's a vision. It's a vision. There are many concepts in the Bible. It's harder for you to find reference from the other places. Huh? So you got to come with certain principle. Otherwise, anybody can interpret any way they like. But again, you can choose to disagree. Huh? Now, we come back. We are going to talk about the structures. The Bible have good structures. We shared this in the past, in the previous sections, including Book of Revelation 2. Structure is not absolute. Structure is only a way to help you to understand a whole book from bird's eye view much better. Please read Revelation chapter 2, verse 19. Marian, would you please read? So John will write, and actually Jesus wants John to write out what he saw, right? First one is past tense, right? Has seen. Okay? So what he already seen. And then what he see now, right? The things current and the things in the future, right? Okay? So Book of Revelation, you can divide it into three parts. Chapter 1 is what John, because this is in verse 19, Jesus talked to him already, right? So chapter 1 is what he has seen. What did he see just in chapter 1? Huh? You're going to do a group project about Jesus Christ in a vision, right? He saw Jesus Christ, the resurrected Jesus Christ, right? In chapter 1. Are you with me? Okay? And what is now, 现在的是, what did he say in English? English? What is now? Now, what he have seen is chapter 1. What is now is referring to chapter 2 and chapter 3. What is churches now? There are seven churches at that generation. They have good points. The Lord commended their good points. The Lord rebuked their bad points. What is now, right? In his generation, the church at that day is now. And what is to come, right? 将来必成的事, right? The things that will be for sure comes. If you read chapter 4, Miriam, please read chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 1. Come up here, I will show you what will take place in the future. So from chapter 4 and on to chapter 22, it is concerning the future. So is this structure clear to you? Any question? So from chapter 4 and on, he was in the spirit, and then he saw everything concerning the future. But 2 and 3 is the church at that time. And one is what he already seen. Okay? So by timing, you can divide this chapter into three parts. So in the future, think about Revelation. So what is Revelation? Oh, three parts. What is seen? Chapter 1. What was the church at that time? Current church? At 2 and 3. And 4 to 22 is the future thing. Now, of course, there are many other ways to see the structure. I want to provide you another structure. I feel like very amazing too. This structure is by a word called in the spirit. Huh? In the spirit. The Bible, when the Bible said in the spirit, it started a new event, it's the dividing of the structure. Huh? Let's read chapter 1, verse 10. Miriam, please read. Chapter 1, verse 10. I was in the spirit. Over here, what did he talk about? In the spirit, what did he say? What did he see? In the spirit, right? Then he was able to hear the Lord talk to him. You shall write everything concerning the seven churches, right? Please read verse 11. Okay, there are seven churches over here. So in the spirit, God is going to tell him in the seven churches. So this including chapter 1, 2, and 3, right? Right? Because it started from chapter 1. Chapter 1, 2, and 3, in the spirit, it's about the seven churches. Of course, chapter 1 is what you have seen already concerning Jesus Christ. Now, please read chapter 4, verse 2. Mary in chapter 4, verse 2. In the spirit. There are only four in the spirit in the book of Revelation. It's amazing. And you can use these four in the spirit to divide the Bible. Now, over here in the spirit, what did he see? He started to see the future thing, right? Marian, the future, right? Because verse 1 says that I'm going to show you things in the future, right? So in the spirit, he saw the future church, the throne of God. And then, out of throne, there are sound, there are noise, there are thunder, there are glassy sea, and there are four living creatures and 24 elders. This is all future church. You can see the spiritual worker of God. You can see how the church will be like, right? So, this is another way you can separate it. Now, guess what? Chapter 4, I'm explaining more. Anyway, it just... Read another verse in the spirit. Chapter 17, verse 3. 17, verse 3. Marian. In the spirit, he was carried into the desert. Guess what? The Bible is very amazing. Chapter 4 to chapter 16, the major content is it consists of the major contents of the scroll, that is seven seals, seven trumpets, seven bowl. Up to chapter 16, seven bowl is already poured down. Look at your Bible, chapter 16, right? Chapter 16, all the bowl, the seven bowl pour, right? Verse 17, right? Right? 16, 17, right? Are you with me? From 17 and on is the, I call it magnify event, replay. How do I say? 精彩镜头重播啦. It's from 16 and on, they are the events occurs between the balls, between the trumpets, between the seals. Okay? From 17 and on. So, first in the spirit, like he introduced seven churches. Second in the spirit, he started to introduce the major contents, what the future church will be. The major content is 7777. And then, chapter 17 and on, in the spirit, he started to see the magnified events, the special events, the replay events. This is also another way you can use this word to divide the Bible. Let's read the last one. Conclude with in the spirit. Chapter 21, verse 10. Chapter 21, verse 10. Marian. Okay. So in the spirit, he was able to see the... When he said it is done, right? When the seven trumpet is blown, or the last days, last moment, the angel was saying, it is done, the church is fulfilled. Then he started to talk about the perfect church that came down from heaven. The perfect church. You're already perfect. And you'll be receiving back to the heavenly kingdom. So to me, Book of Revelation is very, very, very structuralized. It's up to you. How do you want to memorize it? 3 portion, 4 portion? Use the inner spirit to divide it, or use chapter 1, verse 19 to divide it. But of course, if you think this is too much troublesome, you want another way to remember it, that's even a simple structure. Book of Revelation only consists 2 parts, 1 letter and 1 score. This is more easier. Why? Because chapter 1 to chapter 3 is a letter to 7 churches, right? Right? Chapter 4 to chapter 16 are the 7 seals, 7 trumpets, 7 bowl in a scroll, right? That is the content of the scroll. The scroll could be like this, right? In the scroll is like the scroll is something. Well, in ancient time, how do they read their Bible on, their books on? On the stone earlier, or on the mats, tablets, or on the sheepskins, right? Sheepskin, you roll it, it's like a scroll, right? So or later on, more advanced, 蒲草纸. 蒲草纸, how do you say 蒲草纸 in English? Huh? Pi? Louder, I cannot hear you. Papyrus, right? Now, the Bible did not tell us what kind of material it is made, but in John's generation, could be a sheep skin, right? Now, imagine that it's a scroll, right? And the scroll has seals. I don't know, the Bible never tell us how it was sealed, right? But remember, it was 2 sides, right? Every side have word, right? We already proved that, right? The seal could be over here, over here, over here, 7 seal over here. But could be, more reasonable is could be you opened it, first seal, right? Another second seal is over here. You cannot open it. And second seal is open. And another seal, third seal is over here, right? And you continue to open, right? And then in the seals, you also suddenly open here, in the vision you see, somebody start to blow trumpets. First trumpet came out, right? And open, right? And then after open it, you see trumpet, you see ball, right? And then this is the content of the scroll. And from 17 and on, start to talk about all the magnifying event, all the replay event, also have to do with the scores, right? The future thing is in the scroll, right? Because chapter 4 and on is the future, right? Marian, right? And it's written, it was in that scroll. Later on, I will prove to you, in that scroll. So I'm talking about structure. You can also remember Book of Revelation, only 2 things. 1 letter and 1 scroll. When I listen to myself, it sounds like the one running on the ground, scroll. No, it's scroll. I don't know. Now, it's good for you to know this. So in the future, when you study this, this all pop up in your mind. Oh, at least I know certain structures of the Bible. Now, this paragraph will definitely be in your test because to me, teaching structure is more important because structure is very neutral, very neutral. They don't involve any interpretation. A lot of time, interpretation is yet for you to discover, but structure is something that if you memorize it, you can remember the books very well. I'm looking for James. Where's James? Where is your... Oh, I think 帮我拿一下. Now, if you cannot see this, see your notes. Do you have notes? Yes, page what? B4, right? If you cannot see this, look at B4. So you see that I say in this paragraph, you see 1 letter from chapter 1 to 3, right? And 1 scroll, chapter 4 to 22. You can chop Revelation into two parts. That's about it. Or you can go a little bit further, huh? Like chapter 1, using in the spirit, huh? Chapter 1 to chapter 4, chapter 3 is talk about the seven churches. And chapter 1 is entering into the seven churches, huh? Chapter 1 is called Miaopu Nursery. Miaopu, seed bed. What does nursery do? Mickey? Huh? Grow plant, right? So why do I say chapter 1 is a nursery? Because many terms and many words has been repeated, has been reprinted on chapter 2 and chapter 3. Let me give examples. If you pay attention to this, the Bible is very interesting, huh? Especially the structure is really interesting. In chapter 1, right, it's called nursery because there are many. Imagine all the word of God has life. They are all like plants, right? They are replanted. They are moved to the term. Moved to chapter 2 and chapter 3. You are going to do a group project called. You are going to draw the resurrected Jesus, right? Many description about resurrected Jesus in chapter 1 has been reused in chapter 2 and chapter 3. That's why we call it chapter 1 is a nursery for chapter 2 and chapter 3. Now, let's prove it. Turn to chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 12. Now, try and read, please read.
12. I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands.
Do you see seven golden lampstands in chapter 2 or chapter 3? Huh? You see it? What is it? Chapter 2, verse 1, right?
To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, these are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands.
Okay, so you see this term repeated in chapter 2, right? Now you read verse
13. Verse 13. I know where you live, where Satan has... chapter
1. Okay, I think you do this somewhat by yourself. Yeah, too many, right? Cannot exhaust it. For example, like chapter 1, talk about the Lord has a sword from his mouth, right? Double-edged sword from his mouth, right? This is where? This is chapter 1, verse, verse 16. And then, where is it in chapter 2 or 3? Chapter 2, verse 12, right? Chapter 2, verse 12, the Lord has a double sword, right? Do I need to continue to do this? Many terms in chapter 1 is all repeated in chapter 2 and 3. Huh? For example, chapter 15.
Chapter 1, verse 15. His feet were like fine brass as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters.
Talk about his feet was like brass, right? Which in chapter 2 or 3, where does it recall?
Chapter 2, verse 18, verse 3. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass.
So you notice that when he wrote to seven churches, he always introduced Jesus Christ, right? Now, how did he introduce Jesus Christ? Use the vision that he saw in chapter 1, right? Again, so chapter 1 is a nursery for chapter 2 and 3. Enter into chapter 2 and 3. Many terms has been reused, okay? So second column, in the spirit, right, he saw what the Lord told him he had to write down concerning the seven churches. Now, chapter 4 and 5 is also another nursery from chapter 6 to 16. Chapter 6 to 16. 4 and 5, right, is a preparation to enter 6 to 16. It's a nursery. Do you need proof? Now, let's prove it. Many terms has been reused again, huh? Why do we learn this? Learn this, you know the structure better, and you can memorize it better. And tell you that the Bible is very structuralized. Please read chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 5, we already read, many are, they are thunder, they are lightning, they are voices from the throne, right? And I think yesterday you already read many other places repeated these three elements. Is that right? Are you with me? Okay. Now, for example, in chapter 4, they are 4 living creatures, 24 elders, right? Actually, they are, no? Those elders has been repeated, and those four living creatures are repeated in later chapters. Okay? Do you need, I don't want to spend time on this. Do you want to do a homework on this? Huh? Find all the terms that has been repeated. If you are convinced, then you don't need to do the homework. Are you convinced? Okay. Just in case you are not convinced, you got to do the homework. I just want to prove to you that, you know, indeed it is a nursery, right? Okay. Now again, this is the major content of the scroll, of the scrolls, of the one scrolls, seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven bowls. Now, when you read the Bible, sometimes I wonder, right, how come the Bible never use, let's say, seven bananas, seven oranges, seven pineapples? Why the Bible use seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven bowls? When you read Revelation, don't you feel like it's very strange? Why not seven chairs, seven desks, and seven hairs, or something? Is this like random choose one, or does this trumpets, or bowls, and seals have any specific meanings? Anybody? According to your knowledge from kindergarten to J2, you learn in RE. What does this mean? What does seal mean to you? Anybody? Any guess? It's okay if you, yes. Okay, something secret to be revealed later. Can you give me an example in the Bible? Seal is a secret to be revealed later. Okay, it's very good imagination, sister. It's very good. But the Bible, right, seal is always referred to authority. Oh. Like Joseph, when he became a prime minister, right, he was put a ring on his finger, right? Do you know what kind of ring is that ring? Actually, it's a seal, right? He's an officer. When you do something, that seal got to be punched over there. And in the book of Daniel, right, the order to, if anybody worship any items beside king, need to throw into the lion's den. That letter has been what? Sealed. So seal is authority, meaning that, of course, seal is also something you can open, like sister mentioned, actually half true, right? It's very, very good too, right? So it got, like this Bible is also sealed, according to Isaiah 29. You give this Bible to the one who cannot, can read, say, I'm sorry, this book is sealed. Oh. Oh. Some people authority that you to cover it that you cannot open. Oh. It is called seal authority, and also you cannot open. And why trumpet? Why seven trumpets? What does trumpet mean in the Bible? Or guess? Or get any guessing? Huh? Huh? Praises. Trumpet to praise God. Yeah, maybe sometimes Bible, but more likely trumpet is to give warnings. Oh. Last days, huh? Last days, huh? You shall give warning. You shall blow trumpet by giving warning. So that's why it calls trumpets. And why bowls? Huh? In the Bible, always recorded that God's anger is in the cups. 神愤怒的酒杯, right? But in the last days, oh, cup is too small for God's anger. I'm serious. God's anger is in the bowl. So you know what? In the book of Revelation, right? If you study, if you continue, if you listen to the warning, if somebody blow trumpets, you're able to run to Naos, run to the house of God, you will be protected. But when the bowl start to pour down, start to pour, you are in trouble. Disaster is already going to come. Oh, you see the Bible very clearly, right? So this is the structure. This is, counselor, can we put this in test? Do we have test? Oh, what do you think? Maybe we should put any blank over here, or blank over here, or blank over here. What do you think? You fill in a blank. More interesting. You don't need to memorize everything, right? You memorize the blanks, right? But just imagine the structure. If you understand if you understand this, it'll be much easier, right? Because this one is a little breakdown on that one also, right? The most important is the first box, though. And this one is good if you truly want to know the Bible. Anybody want to be, I determine like to be an Ezra. I want to be a preacher. I want to be a good IE teacher. You should memorize the second column too, because it really gives you a, this is also very good. Notice that when the chapter 6, when it starts to enter the seals, right? Chapter 6 recorded only 6 seals. Then at the end of the 6 seals, he asked a question. Because at the 6 seals, there was great disasters, right? All the the stars is like, the stars in the sky, huh? It's like figs blow by the mighty wind. All the figs floor, all the star floor, just like figs falling down when it blow by the mighty wind, right? All the people are running for their life. The sun already become darkened. The moon is as red as red as blood. And all the star was falling. That was 6 seals. So when a 6 seal was open, then a question was asking, so who are able to stand firm in this kind of great tribulation, in this kind of natural disasters? And verse 7 talk about who is able to stand firm. Now let's read, so you got a better impression. Let's read chapter 6. Chapter 6. Verse 12 is when 6 seals opened, right? It was great natural disasters. Now, verse 17 poses a question. 17 poses a question. Sister, would you please read? 17, last verse of chapter 6.
Verse 17. For the great day of their words has come, and who can stand?
Who can stand? The answer is in verse chapter 7. Those 144,000. Those people who Dedan was able to hold a palm tree in their right hand, in their hand. Palm tree referred to victory, right? They come through the great tribulation. Those are the peoples who are able to stand firm. Huh? Please read chapter 7.
Verse 9. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding plums branches in their hands.
So branches refer to victory. They are wearing white robes. Huh? And who are those people?
Verse 13, then one of the elders asked me, these in white robes, who are they? They were, and where did they come from?
14,
I answered, sir, you know. And he said, these are who have come out of the great tribulations. They have washed their robes and made them white.
Okay, so it's very clear. Wow, so great natural disasters. Everybody's in trouble. So who is able to escape this kind of stuff? Oh, they are people who are saved, right? They are able to overcome the great tribulations. They came out and they hold the white robes and they hold the palm trees. Who are they? This is the chosen people who live a victorious life. So this is chapter 7. And chapter 8, at the beginning, seven seals open. When seven seals open, what happened? Anybody know? Huh? Great silence, nothing happened. Yes, ready for trumpet to come, right? So this is a short break. You see, a break over here in chapter 8, seals open, and a short break, and then introduce trumpet, 8 and 9, trumpets, right? Chapter 8 and 9, right? Chapter 9 ended the sixth trumpet, right? Read. Hey, when we introduce, you got to refer to your Bible so you know what we are talking about. I know this is a little bit boring, but it's good that you know. Like A, right? A is first trumpet, second trumpet, fourth trumpet, right? And chapter 9 introduced first trumpet and sixth trumpet, right? And that is the end of sixth trumpet. Chapter 9 ended sixth trumpet, right? Did chapter 9 talk about seventh trumpet? Huh? Hello? No, right? So you see the structure, huh? So it's what? First seals to six seals and ended with a break in chapter 7, right? Who are able to stand firm? Then chapter 8 and chapter 9 about first trumpet to seven or six. Six trumpet. And then ended with another break, right? This is a longer break. A longer break, huh? Longer break, 11, 10 and 11. 10 talk about mighty angels. A little scroll and a mighty angel. 11 talk about two witnesses, huh? And then chapter 11 ended with the seventh trumpet, right? After seven trumpet, did he continue to talk about seven ball or this long break for seven ball? Huh? Now let's read seven trumpet. Seventh trumpet in verse 11, chapter 11. Chapter 11, no? From verse 15 and on is the seventh trumpet, right? Then chapter 12, did he follow by seven bowls? Hello? No, right? So chapter 12 is a chapter 12 is a church and the dragon. Chapter 13 is two beasts. One is from the ocean, the other is from the land. Chapter 14 is 144,000 again. Chapter 15 is seven angels with seven plagues to come, prepare to introduce chapter 16. Chapter 16 has seven bowls in a row or six bowls and followed by a break and then seven bowls. Chapter 16, please answer me. All sevens, right? So that is all seven bowls in chapter 16. So let's review it. First seal to six seals, right? Break. That is chapter 7, right? And chapter 8 and 9 is first trumpet to six trumpet, right? And followed by what? Breaks, right? And then seventh trumpet, right? Followed by a two-chapter break. And followed by the seventh trumpet, right? And then a long break, four-chapter break. And then seven bowl in a row. So when bowl start to pour. So when the Bible arranged this way, what do you learn? You are tired. You are passed out already. This is too boring. Ever 站起来? 才两分钟也不用站了. I know you guys are very tired. My point is that, you know, the Bible arranged this way, give me a reflection, may not be true. My personal understanding, huh? When the ball starts to pour down, no break anymore, too late. It's impossible for you to enter into the Naos. No more salvation. No more salvation when ball starts to pour down. When trumpet starts to blow, it shall run. And this breaks. Things to come, this event, followed by that event, maybe there are breaks in between events, right? But when it comes to ball, no more breaks. Very quickly. Bah, 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 bah. That's why the Bible says last days. Last day to come is like a woman giving a birth. At the very beginning, you have a pain, right? But you have a break, right? You have a break, right? You pain, and half an hour, you pain again, right? You got a break, right? But when it comes to delivery time, no more break. Pain, 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 and you come out, right? Dang, dang, it's done, right? So when I read the structure, that give me this kind of impression. Why always 1 to 6, and a break at 7, and 1 to 6, and break, a longer break, and 7. And even longer break, and boom, 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 right? 7, pour down. Well, this is only very personal when I look at the structure. But the structure is so, maybe I will test you every, give you quiz, every section. So you try to force yourself to memorize it. What do you think? I spent 1 hour to introduce the structure. Because to me, this is what? Many content is yet, maybe you have different, people have different interpretation, but a structure is fixed. If you memorize the structure, in the future, it's easier for you to understand it. Okay, time is up. Oh, very heavy class. Everybody is tired. Let's pray in silence. Amen.